It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Noel Carmack. He is the director of Gallery East on the campus of USU Eastern, and they've got an exhibit that's going on right now called Utah Women Making History. It's all done by an artist out of Provo, Orem area named Brooke Smart, but it depicts different things that went on for women in the history of the state of Utah. Kind of a fascinating thing. We're going to talk a little about the gallery itself, the exhibit, and what's coming up next. Noel, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure being here with you.
So let's start off by talking about Gallery East. Now, we were talking beforehand, before we came on the air, about the fact that Gallery East has been around for at least more than 40 years, I would think, and it's been a part of the community since then, all the way back to CEU, right?
As I was telling you earlier, I don't exactly know when it started, but I believe that Brent Haddock had a hand in getting the gallery started, and he ran the and programmed the gallery back in the day. So prior to my coming here, it was run by Brent Haddock and my former colleague, Robert DeGroff.
So it's been around for quite some time now, and it's a beautiful space there where they've got it in the CIB, and it's a great space. It's the lighting is perfect. You guys can hone this all in, and you've said probably between 6 to 7 exhibits a year.
That's right. We usually have 3 in the fall and 3 or 4 in the spring. One of those is usually our annual student exhibit.
And so let's talk about this one right now, Utah Women Making History. It runs through the 28th of January. And as I said, this is all watercolors mostly, correct, is what I read?
That's right. They're mostly watercolors. She does use what's called gouache, which is essentially watercolor with a little bit of white added to it. And what that does to the watercolor is it renders it opaque. And so the colors, you'll see they're very vibrant colored paintings of each of the women depicted. And there's a lot of detail in each of them.
And this sounds like one of those exhibits that you're going to definitely learn a little bit of Utah history. So if you could, you know, pick a couple of the paintings and maybe talk about them, different women in Utah history that it talks about.
Well, you know, there's Martha Hughes Cannon. I don't know if people are familiar with her, but she was very important in the state legislature. She was part of the women's movement, the women's suffrage movement, and she was instrumental in getting the vote for women in Utah back in 1919, just before I think they got the vote in 1920. And then there are a number of other ones. There's Maude Adams, who was a famous actress, not just to Utahns, but she was a nationally known actress who came from Utah. And so each one of these women depicted, there's a little caption card that goes with them, and that caption card gives a little history behind, or a little biographical history behind each of the women depicted in the illustrations.
So you're definitely going to get a little history lesson.
That's right.
With every painting that you go. So it's a 2-for-1 deal.
That's
so,
right.
once again, as I said, this is running through the 28th. What are the hours of Gallery East?
Gallery East is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and we're closed on holidays and on weekends.
Okay, and then as far as being on campus and all of those things, I'm sure that there are precautions that you guys are trying to take with those kinds of things, or what are we looking at as kind of those things?
Right. We're trying to follow COVID-19 precautions. So if you're going to have more than about 10 people in the gallery, we ask that you wear a mask and kind of not have a large group of people in the gallery at one time. Other than that, it's pretty open, and we welcome individuals and school groups both. So
and if you're going to bring a school group or anything like that, is it best to get in contact with you and kind of say, hey, I'm thinking of doing this. When could we accommodate?
It's helpful, but it's usually, you know, during its open hours, anyone's welcome to come in. There's no charge. There's usually a person sitting at the desk there who will welcome you into the gallery. They might be able to explain a few things for you. But if a school group wants to come and visit, if they give me a call, I can meet them there and maybe explain a few things, talk to the kids a little bit if they'd like.
And how do they get a hold of you? What's the number?
My number is at the college is 613-5241.
So if you're thinking of maybe bringing a school group or a church group or something like that, give him a call and set up a time, and it'll just flow better, really.
Right. Now, the other hat that I wear is that I'm a professor of art on campus, so I may be in class when you call. So if you call, just leave a message. I'll try to get back with you as soon as I can.
All right. So that's the one that's going on. The one that's coming up sounded rather fascinating to me, and we're going to spend the last little bit here talking about it. But you were saying that it's all courtroom drawings.
That's right. The forthcoming exhibit is a series of drawings by Scott Snow, who was a courtroom artist for the Salt Lake Tribune for many years during the 70s and 80s. So he covered a lot of the major cases, including the Mark Hoffman trials, the Singer Swap trial, and quite a few of the major cases in Utah.
So that'll be coming up, and do you have an idea of when that's going to be yet or no?
That'll probably be next. It'll start the first part of February. I don't have exact dates yet, but
we'll keep an eye out for that one, because that one sounds fascinating to me. And plus, yeah, you're going to go and you're going to see things that you may have even lived through and know bit of the backstory of them.
There's going to be at least one drawing that depicts the tragedy at the Wilberg mine.
So even local relevance here. So
that's right.
Make sure you keep an ear out, and when that exhibit comes, let's plan on getting down there and checking that one out. Noel, thank you so much for coming in today. I really appreciate the time. And once again, we've been speaking with Noel Carmack. He is the director of the Gallery East at USU Eastern. It's the Utah Women Making History exhibit going on till the 28th, and Gallery East is open from Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, closed weekends and holidays. Noel, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.